You don't want to find out that you can't execute your plan under duress when you got a ton of money on the line. Let's start off with a little money, and then we'll slowly increase it up to a level.
So, Ron, supposing after studying all this and reviewing the information that you've shared, I decide that I'm not really cut out to be actively involved in the financial markets. I don't have the temperament, I don't have the time, whatever reasons. It's better for me to find a really dependable place where I can have my money invested for me. Is there any value for me in this information at that point, or should I just hand the money over and hope for the best?
No, I mean, what investors have to realize at this moment in time is more than ever, they need to take in some type, some level of proactive approach to their own investing. Whether they do it themselves or have somebody else do it doesn't matter, because a decision is being made here. You need to learn about the market. You need to understand what's happening. Even if you decide not to go ahead and do it yourself, you are responsible for choosing the person that's going to do it. If you don't understand the market, if you haven't gone through our bullet points and learned in our checklist and learned the way we told you to learn, how can you say you have made a qualified decision on choosing someone else to go ahead and watch your money for you? Remember, that person, you're trusting with your money, your child's education, your daughter's marriage, your retirement. So no matter what happens, whether you want to get an active role or you want to have a passive role, you must be active in the educational process, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. You can sit there and say, I don't want to trade. Fine, don't. But don't tell me that you don't know how to do it. Make the decision not to do it. Fine. Go through what you've got to go through. Learn about the market. Take classes. At the end of it, if you say, Ron, this isn't for me because I don't want to do it, I have no argument with you. But don't sit there and tell me this isn't for me because I don't know how to do it. Because if you don't know how to do it, how do you know that the person you just entrusted your money with knows what they're talking about? If you don't have a clue, how are you going to sit there and say, hey, this guy's good? Well, how do you know? Because you don't know anything. And that's your money. So I don't care what people think about doing their own investing. It's true right now that more investors are definitely more proactive and handling chunks of their own money than they ever have before. And I agree with that because we've seen the problems. We've all seen the papers with hedge funds stealing your money and this guy screwing you and this guy and that guy and brokers not doing the right thing and being in bed with the analyst, all that stuff. We know you need to take a more active approach. You must get the education, whether you're going to use it yourself or you're going to use it to determine who's going to do it for you. You have to have the education, period.
You're really asking for patience in this process of education.
For sure.
Because